Matthew's story of the call of the disciples is preceded by the description of Jesus withdrawing to Galilee after John's arrest, and this long description of the land of Galilee in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali and the Isaiah prophecy. It's a time of remembering the prophecy and of enjoying Isaiah's foreseeing of what was going to happen some 5-6 centuries later. The only major verbal thread that links the episodes to one another is the notice of the kingdom, which ends the first episode, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near," and also is then the end of the last episode, that Jesus went throughout Galilee proclaiming the good news of the kingdom. The other verbal threads are links between the two episodes describing the fishermen, the ones who Jesus calls. So two brothers, and then at the beginning of the Simon and Andrew episode, and two other brothers, James and John. There's also the net motif. They were casting their nets. They left their nets. They were mending their nets. So the verbal threads linking those two episodes are that. The other major verbal thread is "follow me," and they left their nets and followed him. And, of course, the theme that he called them. But in the first instance, it isn't even stated that way. It's just he said to them, "Follow me and I'll make you fish for people." And the second, he called them and they left the net, the boat and their father and followed him. The spirit of these two episodes is a spirit of immediate recognition of the significance of Jesus and of their following him on that mission. It recalls the story of Elisha, when Elijah came and put his mantle over him, and Elisha immediately recognized the significance of this, slaughtered his oxen, and left everything and followed Elijah. And so this has that dynamic of the immediate recognition by these peasant fishermen of Jesus' importance and significance, and of their immediately leaving everything and following him. This, in turn, is related to Jesus' mission of the proclamation of the coming of the kingdom of God and the redefinition of what the kingdom of God meant, so that the sign of this new kingdom is that Jesus cures every disease and every sickness among the people, rather than that he recruits an army and begins to conquer the Gentiles. So what Jesus recruits is not an army, it's rather fishermen who are going to fish for people. And the actions that he does in establishing his kingdom are to teach, to proclaim, and to cure. The energy of that new mission and of the calling of the disciples in order to achieve the proclamation of this new kingdom, that's what the telling of this story needs to do.